Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Senior leaders from multiple political parties are stepping up their outreach efforts in Assam, Keralam and Puducherry as campaigning for the assembly elections in these regions enters its final day tomorrow. Polling for 126 seats in Assam, 140 in Keralam and 30 seats in Puducherry will be held in a single phase on Thursday. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a public meeting at Barpeta in Assam this morning. He expressed confidence that the BJP will form the government in Assam for a third consecutive term.
बीते 10 साल असम में शांति और सद्भाव की स्थापना के थे आने वाले साल असम की समृद्धि को विस्तार देंगे बीते 10 साल असम को असुविधा और असुरक्षा से बाहर निकालने के थे आने वाला समय असम की आत्मनिर्भरता का होगा बीते 10 साल असम की पहचान को बचाने के थे अब हमें असम की पहचान को दुनिया में बुलंद करना है
Mr. Modi also addressed a rally at Hojai in Assam. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed a public meeting in Lospet in Puducherry. Mr. Gandhi reaffirmed the Congress party's commitment to grant full statehood to Puducherry.
We are fully committed to giving Puducherry full statehood. We are going to give 2,000 rupees monthly support to the unemployed youngsters. And we are going to create 30,000 new jobs in private and public sector. I can see many women sitting in the crowd. I am proud to tell you that you are going to travel for free in Puducherry's buses. Entry into government job till the age of 40. Every single family in Puducherry is going to have healthcare insurance of 20 lakh rupees available to them.
The Bharatiya Janata Party is celebrating its 47th Foundation Day today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Party President Nitin Naveen, senior party leaders have extended greetings to party workers on the occasion. In a video message, Mr. Modi said, the party has established a new principle in Indian politics of nation first. He praised the party workers for their selfless service, dedication and commitment to good governance and remembered the contributions of countless workers over the decades. The government today assured that there is sufficient stock of food grains in the country amid the West Asia conflict. Addressing the interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi, Additional Secretary for Department of Consumer Affairs Anupam Mishra said that there is no usual volatility in the prices of essential commodities. He said that the production of pulses in the country is higher than previous year.
There has been no unusual volatility in the prices of the essential commodities. Now the production of pulses this year is higher than what we had in the previous year. Five major pulses, tur, urad, masoor, chana and then urad, so they basically comprise of our pulses basket. Government maintains a buffer of pulses. Now this buffer is maintained basically if you have need any market intervention, you have these pulses which you can release in the retail market. So the present stock of buffer that we have of pulses is 28 lakh metric ton.
The government e-marketplace or GeM has achieved a cumulative gross merchandise value or GMV of 18.4 lakh crore rupees, including crossing 5 lakh crore rupees GMV in financial year 2025-26. Addressing the media in New Delhi this afternoon, CEO of GeM, Mihir Kumar, stated that crossing a cumulative GMV of 18.4 lakh crore rupees reflects the confidence of buyers, sellers and institutions in a transparent and technology-driven procurement ecosystem. Benchmark domestic equity indices climbed over 1% today, extending their winning streak for a third straight session. Sensex rose 787 points or 1.07% to close at 74,107, while Nifty added 255 points to close at 22,968. And in IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders will face Punjab Kings at Eden Gardens in Kolkata today at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.